listener production.
Hi, it's Dan Flegg here with the latest. 900,000 mortgage holders are at risk of losing their homes with repayments expected to keep going up. It's ahead of a Reserve Bank meeting next week where it's expected the cash rate will be raised again. Prime Minister Anthony Albanese believes the cost of living will start to ease from here on out, helping reduce the chances of big rate rises.
I'm very hopeful that the inflation rate has now peaked and will start to come down over this year. That's the advice that we've received from Treasury, and that seems to be the advice of the Reserve Bank as well, and that should alleviate that.
Former Prime Minister Tony Abbott has paid tribute to the late Cardinal George Pell. He's been farewelled at a service at St Mary's Cathedral in Sydney today. The former PM received applause for his words during today's service. Take a listen.
He's the greatest Catholic Australia has produced, and one of our country's greatest sons.
Today's memorial service has also coincided with protests in the city's CBD. The late Queen will no longer appear on the future $5 note, and we won't see the King on there either. The Reserve Bank's confirmed a new design is being worked on that honours the culture and history of first Australians, and this will replace the portrait of Elizabeth II. And the details for the state memorial for Olivia Newton-John have been revealed, with an event planned Feb 26 in Melbourne. Special tributes will be planned, including a performance from Delta Goodrum. Newton-John died last year, aged 73.